Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be here and thankful for my blessings. Oh, I've been struggling with my work. Seems like I wasn't accomplishing much of anything. Yesterday I did, and it was a blessing, it was inspiration from the Lord, it was all the things upon which I have grown to depend over the years. And I'm really grateful that it got done, because I wanted to, it seems like I was really accomplishing anything. And that's important. Oh, I'm thankful every day for my association with the gospel. When I, you know, my parents had joined the church in as my dad is a teenager and my mother is a young adult. If you struggle with my dad's manner, and you might, I like him fine. He really was the wellspring of the gospel. It isn't that he had some marvelous conversion story. He was friends with Latter-day Saints. He was chasing a girl that was a Latter-day Saint. That didn't go anywhere. He spent a lot of time with the family. He played basketball with the brothers. It was a better home life than the one that he had. And, you know, he was invited to take the missionary lessons. And when he was invited to take the missionary lessons, his mother, my grandmother, sat in on it too. And I think when the moment arrived, it was my grandmother who embraced the gospel. She was really the pillar, the stalwart, the salt of the earth that really clutched on to the Book of Mormon and the gospel. My dad got away from home pretty quickly. As he could. He didn't graduate from high school. Did he? I don't remember. If he did, it was barely. He went into the Air Force. He went in the military. And while in the military, he met my mother, who was getting an education to be a nurse. She didn't finish education to be a nurse until decades later. But then she took missionary lessons, apparently from sister missionary. And she became a stalwart. So very few people are amazing. You hear stories about these amazing people that find the gospel and all of a sudden become just totally changed, amazing people. I don't know if my parents really did. My father's road with the gospel. gospel was tumultuous at best. It was a standard that he struggled to keep for some years. When I was more coherent, my mother was really the one who kind of kept things together. We had good friends who were Latter-day Saints and who, to be honest, really didn't give much thought to not being a part of the church, you know, hold a decently good pioneer stock in Southern California. Didn't really come into, well, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. I think this is the story of everybody. Everybody's connection to the gospel. And why they do what they do. And, you know, you could say, you know, this silly weirdness about, oh, the word of wisdom or keeping commandments seems so silly. And you go, but can I say how indicative it is? Do some, you know, the internet gives you the opportunity to read about and see and hear so many stories. And ex-Mormons often take to these sorts of things to tell their stories. And it's almost uncanny to see almost the first thing embraced is tea and coffee and alcohol. And you go, you are just waiting for an excuse to imbibe in these. Smoking isn't quite the thing that it once was. I think in the past when people would walk away from the church, that was the first habit that they would almost crawl to for, I'm not one of you anymore, is smoking. Not so much anymore. Almost everybody considers smoking somewhat dirty. But the tea, the bizarre candied coffees. I guess I'm being very rude to people who say, "Oh no, it's not like that." And you go, "Yes, it is. It's all a bunch of sugared flavor." Silliness wrapped around coffee. You know, vaping is the basic product of this kind of thing. You know, it's candied tobacco use, or sometimes it doesn't even involve tobacco, but it involves the whole thing of it. Anyway, there's cigarettes. Menthol cigarettes are kind of an analog to candied tobacco. Try to make it more alluring, try to bring people into things. Anyway, that's why I stay away from candied anything. it helps me be a bulwark against things that are going to steal away my basic ability to do what needs to be done and to feel the Spirit. Try to understand what we can do. I am dependent upon the Spirit for my livelihood. And so, you know, it makes me stay close to these things. It's not a bad thing. I have profited handsomely off of my employment. And so I'm grateful, like yesterday, that finally after spending so much time trying to find others' advice about something, I engaged with the Lord's advice, and it helped me immeasurably. I'm grateful for it. I tell you. Absolutely wonderful. So, as I've been looking back on my blessings, on everything that I've been given, I'm so grateful for my father's love. You know, it makes me come back. I've been experimenting for a time with bulletin board systems. They're very cute. I'm about ready to go in another direction. I hold on to these things, and nobody ever joins my bulletin board. It's an exchange thing, and if nobody exchanges with you, what is, my dear friends, the point of it? Oh. Well, so I already have something of a system built around FreeBSD, which I prefer before Linux. Linux these things. Anyway, so I think I will I'll go back to either FreeBSD. My preferred one above all others is NetBSD. I'll just have to see if NetBSD has a caddy package. If it does, fantastic. I think I would prefer to go with NetBSD. Although to go with FreeBSD is always more workable at the end of the day. And I use Caddy for several things. Although at the end of the day, Apache really fulfills my needs better. Not very many people use Apache anymore because, you know, it's pretty long in the tooth. Although, everything works with Apache. Everything. And that's a very That's a very useful thing. I need to get my, my encryption stuff rigged for BSD. So it might be better just to stick with Apache. The sad thing about Apache was that I had had it rigged up on my little itty bitty computer, and it was doing quite well. But it was dying on a regular basis. It would fall apart. That was very sad. Anyway, I don't know how this relates to the gospel particularly, except that most of my outreach to people is done through Apache. And so the only programming that I've done recently has been done through the combination of Apache and PHP, which works very well for me. You know, I struggle with the whole idea of using cookies to hold on to things. But my exalts.net domain web presence runs off of PHP predominantly. And, you know, it was an easy thing to go from FreeBSD over to Linux, because of the things that it was built on. So I've been kind of wondering what I'm going to do with my systems. I think at the end of the day, oh well, I've got Sigil to worry about. I'll probably continue to ponder this stuff. At the moment, I have no time. I'm still a little under the weather. And, I continue to use computers basically as tools to accomplish what I want. It's mostly been published. But I haven't written too much. So I don't know. It's always been, I tend to consolidate and bring in-house many things. I've been using Blogger for an incredibly long time to do my publishing. It's tempting to pull back now and to work instead on other things, you know, bring in a blogging platform, an older one though. It's not to get too crazy about newer ways of doing things. But regardless, we'll think about that and come back to that later. And I'll leave that for today and talk to you later. Bye.